welcome to the podcast, Dan Carity, if I'm being honest. I call it that because as an alcoholic in active addiction, I was anything but honest. I was a liar. But now in sobriety and in life, I am sharing my journey, honestly, even when it's ugly. My guest and I will discuss addiction and mental health, relationships, politics, and just life. And we will always give it to you straight. So here we go. Okay. Welcome back to the podcast, If I'm Being Honest. It feels good to say that. It's been too long. It's been about it's been about 5 weeks or so since I've recorded a podcast, and that break was good, but man, I miss this. I genuinely miss it because the podcast is, of all the things I get to do that I'm fortunate enough to do, both with work and professionally, the podcast is by far my favorite thing to do. It allows me to connect with people, allows me to share, learn. And honestly, over the 80 episodes that I've done, this being the 81st, the 80 episodes that I've done, I've met so many wonderful and interesting people. And they've had some have had a huge effect on my life. And the relationships have continued beyond, way beyond the podcast. But I took a break during the holidays. And because admittedly, I have some lofty goals, both personally and professionally for this year and beyond. And I had to take some time to figure out what is my best approach towards everything that I want to accomplish and how to best make it happen. And I had to consolidate some of the process I use to do different things, one of those being the podcast. So I am now recording from home, which I'm really excited about because now I can record whenever I want, whenever I need, and it's just way more convenient. So I'm going to be doing 2 podcasts a week now, which I'm really excited about, solo and with guests. And this being the first, 81st episode of If I'm Being Honest. So here we go. This first episode, I'm excited about talking in particular about things that are going to affect us this year. So I think this is a good way to start because it will help us take a look at our hopes, maybe our goals, if you have resolutions that you are taking on in the beginning of 2024 here. So I'm going to start with a passage. It's actually from Bruce Springsteen. I don't know how you feel about Bruce Springsteen. You might be a fan of his work, of his music, his politics. You might not be. That's cool. Your choice. But this passage is really good. He said, "We are ghosts or we are ancestors in our children's lives. We either lay our mistakes, our burdens upon them, and we haunt them, or we assist them in laying those old burdens down, and we free them from the chain of our own flawed behavior. And as ancestors, we walk alongside of them, and we assist them in finding their own way and some transcendence." I love that. We are ghosts or we are ancestors in our children's lives. So anyone who knows me or who has listened to this podcast or has read my book, you know that my kids were my major motivation to get help. They were my motivation to get sober. I had been doing this thing, this drinking. I had been doing it and destroying myself. I had been doing it to Natasha. I had been doing it to my family and my friends, even though I don't think they were so much aware of it. But I was doing it to them too. I thought I was only doing it to myself, but I was doing it to everybody around me. But the day that my kids, that I thought my kids were noticing, when I knew my daughter, who was 9 years old at the time, was noticing, I said, I'm not going to do this to them. I've done it to myself, to Natasha, everyone. I am not going to do this to my kids. I refused to be a ghost to my kids and to my family. I wanted to be an ancestor, which is what Bruce Springsteen was talking about there. I wanted to be able to walk alongside my kids, hold their hand, guide them, lead them through this part of their life. I didn't want my addiction not only to cause a problem in their life at that particular moment, but my addiction, my active addiction, would have been a ghost that haunted them for their entire life. That's something they would have taken with them, because God knows what would have happened if I kept drinking. Who knows what would have happened to me, what would have happened to my relationship with Natasha, what my kids would have seen, what they would have experienced, all of it. Put it all together. They would have carried that through life. How unfair to them. How much better to rid myself of that addiction and be able to walk alongside them. What a difference. You know, so when I think about it, and I think about all of the choices I make, just like I thought my addiction only affected me, it wasn't until I got sober that I realized it was affecting everybody around me. But everything we do affects the people around us. Everything. You know, we think that our bad habits are only bad for us, but they're bad for everybody. You know, they're bad for your kids because your kids watch and they learn. And a lot of the times they imitate. So our bad habits, whether it's an addiction to a substance, drugs, alcohol, whether it's a problem with food, whether you have a gambling addiction, an addiction to your phone, whatever it may be, but also bad habits, laziness, laying around on the couch all day or all night, watching Netflix or whatever it is. Your kids watch that. They mimic that. But so do the people around us, right? It affects everyone around us. It's not just, you know, whether or not you have kids. It's everybody who's in your circle. My addiction, I was foolish enough to think, was only affecting me. And it's like when my wife would come to me and try to talk to me about it, you know, leave me alone was how I acted, because I knew I had a drinking problem, but it's my problem. You don't have to worry about it. I'm dealing with it. No, she's dealing with it too. My kids are dealing with it. Everyone's dealing with it. If you have a problem with food or with your phone, I mean, we all know if you're someone who's sitting on your phone all day like this, trust me, that affects everybody around you. It affects every relationship that you have. So all of these things, these habits, these addictions, if you have anxiety or depression and you don't do anything to try to take care of it, if you're just someone who puts their head down and tries to plow forward instead of talking to a therapist and getting help, it's going to affect everyone around you. It's not just your problem. It becomes everybody's problem. So do you want to be these people around you, your kids, your friends, your family? Do you want to be their ghost? Or do you want to be their ancestor? You know, do you want to do right by them and add value to their lives? Or do you want to be someone or something that they have to deal with forever. And even when you're gone, they still have to deal with it. They deal with the ramifications of what they saw, what they experienced, what they learned, the habits, everything. You know, our bad habits beget bad habits, right? So if we're doing something, if my kids watched me drink every night at dinner, or if they watched me drink at every family event or every holiday or every sporting event or every time someone came over, they would learn, right or wrong, they would learn that that's what you do. You drink when friends come over. You drink when you go to sporting events. You drink when you want to have fun. That's what I was showing them. That's what they would have learned. And so no doubt they would have picked some of that up along the way. And chances are they would have behaved the same way. If I or anyone shows their kids or their friends or people that it's okay to lay around on the couch all day and watch Netflix or sit like this on your phone all day, and this is all you do, that's what the people around you are going to do, right? Just like if you want to let go of those things, you have to remove yourself from other people, because the people we're surrounded by affect what we are able to do, what we are able to accomplish. So as moving forward into what we're thinking about, what your resolutions might be, what your goals might be, long-term and immediate, let's talk for 2024. How many people have said, I want to eat healthier in 2024? Well, if you keep that bowl of candy on your counter and you have to walk past it 10 times a day, 20 times a day, good luck. Good luck avoiding eating that. So get rid of it. Right? If you want to quit drinking, if you need to quit drinking, which I needed to, going to the bar with the boys on Sundays to watch football, probably not the best idea. Now, I'm not saying you can't ever do that again, but when you're trying to find your footing, when you're trying to get your start, you have to remove those things. It's in your best interest. So it's not just about setting the goals, setting the resolutions for what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. It's about how you go after them. It's about all the little things that you put in place that make it possible. For instance, if you want to eat healthier, a good starting point would be, what food do you buy and put in your house? What's in your fridge? What's in your pantry? Going out to dinner, not the best idea, right? Well, let's keep with that Sunday football thing. If your Sunday football buddies are all people who love to eat wings and burgers and all that kind of stuff, maybe until you find a comfortable place, maybe don't go to Sunday football for a few weeks or a few months or whatever it takes. It's like, we can have the best intentions, but when we put ourselves in the bad positions, it just makes it that much more difficult. I knew that I wanted to be better for my kids. That was my motivation. That got me to go seek help. Now, once I started getting help, I realized I wanted it for myself. It wasn't just for my kids. It was for me too. And the more time that passes, the more I realize how every little thing I do affects everybody around me. So I'm aware of that. And it's affecting all of my relationships with my wife, with my family, with my friends, and yes, with my kids have all improved. I don't feel like I'm going to be a ghost anymore. So whether you're doing something for yourself or for someone else, you know, you're going to find that moment where you realize, oh, this isn't just for that. It's for me too. It's for my daughter too. It's for my friend too. It starts affecting everybody. There is a ripple effect. When you start taking care of yourself, when you start doing better for yourself, it starts affecting everyone else around you. One, by what they're watching, but also two, by what you're giving off, the energy you're giving off. It's way better. So as you set yourself up moving forward with whatever your goals, your intentions, your resolutions, whatever they may be, make them all achievable. All right? What I mean by that is it can't be, for me, I can't tell myself, you're never going to eat ice cream again. I love ice cream. That's my thing now. Okay? And to think that I'm never going to eat, I'm going to give it up for the next 6 months. That sucks. And that's too hard, but I can give it up for this week and then maybe have a little bit on Friday. Maybe. But I'll tell you what, I gave it up. I got to Friday and I was like, I don't need it. And I didn't eat Friday either. I haven't had it, which I feel really good about. But it's making them small, achievable goals. Do a week at a time, 10 days at a time, a month at a time. You know, it doesn't have to be forever. It's that whole one day at a time thing that we deal with in recovery in AA. They teach you one day at a time because I don't have to deal with tomorrow. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to get stressed out or overwhelmed. All I have to worry about is what I have to do today. And if I can get through today, I'll deal with tomorrow when I get there. So your resolutions and your hopes and your goals, make them achievable on a daily basis. Keep them small each day and just inch forward so that you don't overwhelm yourself and feel like it's impossible. It's not impossible. Something small that I've wanted to for a long time. And this might seem insignificant, but it's important to me, is to read more. Whenever I'm in a point in my life where I'm reading more, it has a huge effect on me. I find myself so much more aware and in tune. And I feel like I have the tools for what I need to accomplish things on a daily basis. Because I read inspirational, motivational, self-help type books. So when I read them, I take it in. I'm aware of myself, aware of my surroundings. And again, then I have those tools to go out in the world. And I just feel so much more equipped to accomplish what I have to every day. It has a huge effect on me. But the discipline of reading every night is where I have the difficulty. So I've changed it up. I've done something different. I said, I'm going to read in the mornings now. Sometimes I only read for 10 minutes, one chapter. If I woke up extra early, I'll put in a little more time. I'll read more. And now I'm only a week in. I admit that. But I read every morning, first thing. I'm taking in so much information on a daily basis. And I feel like I start my day with all this extra stuff that I've already learned. It's 6 o'clock in the morning and I've already learned all this stuff. And I've made a change. I'm going to do it in the morning instead of the night. And I'm not going to say, I need to get through this book or I need to get through this much. No, 10 minutes, chapter, two chapters, whatever it's going to be. It's all doable. It's all easy. I'm loving it. Not to mention the ripple effect My kids see me carrying my book around, right? When they wake up, they come down. There's my book sitting next to me. Daddy's reading. So when I tell them to read, it's not daddy telling them to read, but then turning on the television. It's daddy telling them to read, and they saw daddy reading too. It's that ripple effect. They're much more willing to do it when they see me doing it as well, rather than just being told to do it, but then I'm watching TV like they want to do. Everybody wins. Getting sober has allowed me to be in a place with my kids where I feel like, and my wife and my friends, where I feel like I will be their ancestor. I no longer will haunt them. And I love that. I love that feeling. It feels good. It feels good to know that if I can do right every day, and if I can stay sober and I can keep moving forward on this path, where I'll leave them and my friends and my family, we'll be in a good place. We'll be positive. And while I'm here, what I gain from it every day, what I gain from these habits, good habits, I feel like I'm growing and getting better every day. And it feels great. And right now it starts with reading every morning. Reading, obtaining the tools I need to go out and get after it. So, as you begin your journey through 2024, what are the addictions or the habits or the things that you want to let go of? And the good things that you want to bring in to your life? Think about it. Focus on it. Realize that if you make it all attainable on a daily basis, you can achieve it. You will be better for it. And everybody around you will be better for it too. The people you should have around you. So, if it's reaching out for help, don't be afraid. Reach out for that help. If it's reading more books, if it's changing habits, if it's dumping out that candy bowl and getting rid of it, if it's putting a time limit on your phone, if it's a dream you have of a business you want to start, writing up the plan, just do the little things each day to try to achieve that. Let's leave the ghosts behind. And let's get after it. I think I'm going to enjoy this talking from my home office. It's nice and comfortable. It allows me to just sit, relax, think, and share. And next episode will be with a guest. So we will learn from them, bounce ideas off each other. This is going to be a fantastic experience. I'm happy to be back on the podcast, if I'm being honest. Keep listening, and I will talk to you later in the week. Thanks. All right. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and do not hesitate to check out some of my past guests. If there's something you want to get off your chest or just some comments, suggestions to make, please email me at dkpodcast@dancarity.com. Have a great day.